This was a frenzied attack that occurred on a gentleman in his home address where he should have felt safe, and by a family member who he should have been able to trust implicitly. Daniel Seggi has never spoken about the reasons this attack took place or his motivation for doing so. This has left Jeffrey's family, friends and associates second-guessing about the reasons that those events unfolded. It can only be hoped at some point that Daniel may choose to provide some solace to his family by explaining the reasons why these tragic events unfolded. The family feel torn by the loss of their father and friend, but also by the loss of their son and brother, who will now spend a large part of his adult life in prison. The murder weapons, a knife and a hammer, were discovered underneath his bed. Jeffrey's wallet was also found on Daniel's bed. Jeffrey's car keys, mobile phone and bank cards were all taken by Daniel following this attack. Daniel realised that he could no longer hide his crime from his family, and so concocted a story of his father going to Wales to visit other family members. He then travelled to Cardiff in his father's vehicle in order to maintain that pretence. Ben Seggi has asked me to state that Jeff was an amazing dad. He was always there for his friends and family. Life will never be the same without him, and the family will miss him so much.